Today, as a white Ashkenazi Jewish settler colonizer on violently stolen Wurundjeri Woiwurrung land, I want to recognize the violence we are seeing now is the violence it takes to tear an Indigenous people from their country. And I want to recognize the history of this very same violence here. I honor and pay respects to elders past and present and all First Nations people. I also hold a legacy of settler colonialism on Palestinian land. And to this and the ways I am a beneficiary of violence on multiple continents, I am accountable. While I have the mic, I also want to mention an initiative called Defect for Palestine, which is connecting McDonald's and Starbucks workers who support the boycott with new jobs. So if you're a business with a spare job, or you're a worker at Macca's or Starbucks who wants to leave, go to defectforpalestine.com to register, and there will be flyers passed out the front of those businesses as well. On every front line, there are queer and trans people who know what it means to be witness to our own suffering and the ways this opens our hearts to witness others, who know what it takes to fight for liberation at any cost. As a Jewish, queer, and transgender person, I have received more vitriolic queerphobic abuse in the last almost 2 months for speaking out for a free Palestine than I have in my entire career as a transgender educator. There is no transgender liberation, no gender euphoria, no gender affirmation truly and deeply possible without the abolition of nation states, police, and prisons. Without Indigenous sovereignty, land back, and First Nations leadership and healing. Queer Palestinians exist, and they are losing their lives, their families, their ambitions, and their futures. I want to prioritize their voices and share some stories throughout my speech. These were anonymously shared on a website called Queering the Map. Quote, "I don't know how long I will live, so I just want this to be my memory here before I die. I am not going to leave my home, come what may. My biggest regret is not kissing this one guy. He died 2 days back. We had told each other how much we like each other, and I was too shy to kiss him last time. He died in the bombing. I think a big part of me died too. And soon I will be dead. To Yunus, I will kiss you in heaven." Quote. A militarized nation state can never be a liberatory place for LGBTIQA people. I resent that there is a huge pride parade on stolen lands a few hours away from an open-air concentration camp. Shame. That does not make me feel proud. I'm not fighting for Israel to ask people's pronouns before carpet bombing their entire neighborhoods. When I am told to go to Gaza and see how safe it is for me as a trans person, they are right that I would likely be killed immediately, but it would be at the hands of Israel's incessant and indiscriminate bombing and attacks. I recently saw a post of an IOF soldier holding a rainbow flag with a Star of David standing on the rubble of a destroyed neighborhood in Gaza, and I have never felt more ashamed or disgusted in that moment to be Jewish or to be queer. But I will not let my identities be co-opted. I say, how dare you fly this flag on the grounds of massacred children? How dare you paint the land pink with the blood of martyred innocent people? This is not my Judaism, and this is not my queerness. Quote, during the Palestinian Nakba, my grandparents were forced out of their land to Lebanon. Later on, my family immigrated to France during the Lebanese Civil War. The only thing my grandpa got from the house before fleeing was the key and a picture of him and grandma in front of their house. He would always talk about Jaffa oranges, his house, and the Mediterranean Sea. I grew up wanting to know who I am, where I'm originally from. So in 2017, I decided to search for my grandparents' original house in Old Jaffa. Long story short, with the help of Palestinians living there, we found the stairs that used to lead to my grandfather's house. We found the house. We found the lighted window, which was once a kitchen window. As a queer Palestinian, the only time I felt angry and broken about seeing a pride flag was when I saw it flying on my grandparents' house on my stolen land. Shame. To finish, I want to share an excerpt from My Jiddoff-Led Palestinian Genocide So I Could Be Free by Leila Lak Makled, published by Autostraddle and read with permission. Quote, on Trans Day of Visibility this past year, I posted a photo of me after top surgery talking about what it means to be trans. This is what my Jiddo said. We see you and love you as you are. My Jiddo fled genocide by Israel in 1948, and I get to be free as a transgender person with access to things like gender-affirming care and community in 2023. My Jiddo always tells me he is proud of me for just being me, and I truly believe him when he says that. He has endured so much, and to see his grandchild live in such a loving and fulfilling way is a dream come true for him. A few months ago, when I asked my Jiddo if he considered me a Palestinian, he said, nothing would honor me more. That is why I'm sharing this story. I carry my Palestinian elders and ancestors in my heart and body everywhere I go. It is not a separate part of me, it is me. It is part of where I come from. I come from the land and people of Palestine. I am a transgender Palestinian. A free Palestine means a freer world. Wall-shattering resistance from Palestinians is a direct result of 70-plus years of colonization, land theft, occupation, and apartheid. It is the result of traumatized, imprisoned, and oppressed people fighting back. Regardless of what's in the news, my Jiddo, now nearly 85 years old, still gets night terrors. I hold all oppressed people fighting for liberation in my heart. Black liberation, sex worker liberation, indigenous sovereignty, transgender liberation, Palestinian liberation, it is all intertwined as we aim to decolonize and return home. I read this piece to my jiddo before publishing and asked if there's anything he wanted me to add. With a glimmer of hope in his eyes, this is what he said. We Palestinians are not going away. We are in this world to stay, and the world is going to have to deal with us. Quote. We are here, we are queer, and we will not stop fighting for liberation from all oppressive systems and for a free Palestine. May Palestine free us all, from the river to the sea, always was, always will be.
Give it up for Nemo. From the river to the sea, free, free Palestine.